It's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on the Air. I'm mad as hell. And black people, you all know why I'm mad as hell. Yes, I did see the news on the tragedy of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, as well as the riots that just happened over 24 hours ago. So this episode is titled Police Brutality versus Black Americans. Unfortunately, when you look at history of police brutality, you want to go all the way back to the plantation days in the 19th century, or hell, even before that. They call these groups slave patrol. They call it that because of the fact that black people used to run away from the plantations, and when that happened, they ordered the police, aka the slave patrol, to come out and either kill them or return them back to the slave owners. Then you fast forward into the 20th century, all the way up to the civil rights movement. Well, prior to the civil rights movement, anyway, here in Alabama, black people were getting killed. They had water hoses and dogs, you know, to be sick on them, and this, that, and the fourth. And then you go up to when Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white person on the bus in 1955. She refused, and she got arrested, and they boycotted a whole year from 55 to 56. On making sure that this is how it's gonna go down. If you guys are gonna treat us right, you guys are gonna be out of business by then. So, yes, even though that worked, it still got worse. Up in 1963 in Birmingham, Alabama, four girls was lynched in a church bombing, and I forgot what the name of the church is. I do apologize, but I will look that up in a later time. Then you move forward all the way up to here in the 21st century. Nothing has changed, and things have gotten a lot worse. Like from the killings of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Philando Castile, Sandra Bland, and now even with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. All of them had been killed by white supremacists and or the police. I mean, in my mind, they're both the same. Anyway, and then you go back to 1991, actually, when Rodney King was getting brutally beat down by the police, which was actually the first time the footage of a black person or a black man actually getting beaten down brutally by the police. And when they set all the officers free, a riot ablaze in Los Angeles, and they caused over billions and millions of dollars and a lot of damage to the city. And the riot, and then now you move forward to like 20 years later, It happened again just only a few years ago. Now it happened again this time around. I'm really sick and tired of seeing all African Americans getting beat down by the police every day, or just a racist white person. Oh, and not to mention, Ahmaud Arbery also got gunned down by a white person too. Had he, you know, had a gun, this would all been prevented. Or had any black person that was gunned down by white supremacists, they would still be alive today. So, Also, brothers and sisters, please practice your Second Amendment rights, because that's what something I'm going to do as well. As soon as I get my concealed license to carry firearms, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get a gun to make sure I can protect myself no matter where I go, and it's just to make sure I stay safe. It's sad that watching the news like that, seeing everything just getting burned down. But unfortunately, if the law never changes, then this cycle right here will keep continuing no matter what happens. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hello, my logician, Sofa Queen Beauty, has her own business. She grooms locks. She's a lock extension specialist, creates locks jewelry, and she promotes a healthy lifestyle and sells detox products. Detoxing is not all about losing weight, but to remove all the waste buildup from all your organs. You can lose up to 10 to 20 pounds off of waste alone. With plenty of water and a clean diet to not build up more waste, you can receive amazing results as fast as 5 pounds in 5 days. For more info, look up Soulful Queen Beauty on Instagram and Facebook. Yo, if you want to lose weight but working out is not enough, look no further than LaToya Wears Total Life Changes, or for short, TLC. It's a product that can help you lose weight in no time flat. And contact LaToya Wear for more detail on our Facebook page. And also going to Marie's mission as well. Total Life Changes. It won't let you down. Welcome back on the air. Previously, I discussed the origin of police brutality all the way back to the plantation days and how it still exists today. And now there have been reports of a riot that took place in Atlanta literally over 15 hours ago. The CNN building was reported to have been bombed. Another riot also had took place in Brooklyn, New York. And I saw that riot and I was like, oh my God. Like, people are getting killed left and right, and it was just, I'm going to be honest with you. This entire year so far, and we're only about to be halfway through the year, it's already been a nightmare. Like, from Kobe's death all the way to here, everything has just been, like, basically a nightmare. So, continuing, with most people getting brutalized by the police, and I'm afraid that Alabama might be next. But I'm going to tell y'all this for real. I'm tired of living in fear of everything that's happening and everything that's just, it was just everything. I'm just like tired of living in fear. Like, we still got to continue to build and to grow, to everything. There's no sense for us, especially as black men, to live in fear. I mean, we're already dying out here anyway. So there's absolutely no point of us living in fear. And we, as black Americans, no, black people as a whole, as a global community, we need to change the narrative ourselves. We cannot depend on the government, racist white people, the police, or anyone else. We, as black people, as a whole, we gotta change the narrative ourselves. We need to unify more globally. We can be more powerful economically and globally as well. We gotta quit letting fear get the best of us. especially goes for our black men. We need more black leaders in the community. And I need to actually step up to be one of those leaders. Because we're raising a generation of weak-ass black men out here. Like, when... I'm going to give you an example. Remember in one of my old, in one of my previous podcasts, I was talking about how the black woman was standing up to the police, you know, when the police was catching hands from her, and all the young black men were just basically standing there with just their phones out, recording and stuff. They should have been a part of it too. There's more of us than it is of the racist white people who are police officers gunning down, killing people, innocent black people like Breonna Taylor or George Floyd, even Trayvon Martin or Mike Brown. We need to be more masculine in that area so we can better defend ourselves and practice our Second Amendment rights as well. Because if white people can do it, then why the hell we shouldn't? You feel me? And also, we gotta be better at communicating with one another. I'm tired of seeing, like, it's always one nationality, a black person, or black people, versus, like, oh, he's this, or he's that, or, like, I don't give a damn about the nationality. I really don't. So, either we change ourselves, or this type of things that we're seeing right now is going to continue. And I'm talking about the police brutality and letting other races literally take over us. Like the Chinese going into Africa, like different nations of Africa just trying to take over. And the government up there in Africa is just like horribly corrupt. I've seen stories like that. Believe me, I've seen it. And it's really sad because you didn't have that back in the day at all. But now it's like gotten a lot worse. But I do have faith and belief that things will get better. But faith without work is dead. I'm going to repeat that. Faith without work is dead. So either we come together as a whole or we're all going to perish. So, with that being said, I hope that we all take this seriously, all of us, and things will, you know, be better in hopefully in the next 20 years. And also, we need to, like, explore things outside our city or our state. Like, go try new things. Don't be afraid to step out. Because that's exactly what I'm going to do in like maybe 5 years or so. Just move out of my state to get a fresh start and just be bold for once. And we can't be bold if we're always afraid to even leave our state, let alone a city. And I'm tired of like staying in this one spot or this one state like forever. I'm not getting any younger, so I know eventually I will actually branch out. I have a lot of goals that I want to complete once I finish my undergrad degree at Alabama State University. So, with that being said, we're just going to have to hope for the best at the moment. But unification is key. Thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air. Be sure to listen on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. By the way, shout out to Destiny Turner and her new song, Why You Mad. Be sure to listen to it on YouTube. That is out now. And also, shout out to my cousin, Marcus Donaldson, who's a part of a Funk Nation band, as well as as John Bull band, as his drummer. And be sure to check them both out as well. And I'll see y'all in the next episode.